All right, we're up and recording. If you'll state your full name and title for the record, please.
Carol Mayer, Superintendent, Marshall Public Schools.
Well, and we can officially say superintendent now. Of course, you've served as interim superintendent for some time now.
I understand
that the board has made that official announcement this week. Tell me what your thoughts are.
I am very excited, very flattered, very appreciative to the board that they have the faith in me to continue on and help to move the district forward with the help of lots of people, by the way, but I am just really excited.
Well, and I know you and I talked just a few days ago and kind of touched base, but let's do that again. What are your goals as you move ahead now as in a permanent position?
We have lots going on here in the district, and one of my main goals for right now that I've been working on since I've been here is to increase and enhance communication with the public, to involve the school with the city, with the county, the whole umbrella of everything that is Marshall and Saline County. I take very seriously the relationship between schools and their communities, and I think that the best days for Marshall are to come, and I'm really looking forward to working with the city in that effort.
And how essential is that to both you and your students there in the district?
Well, the city cannot survive without the school, and the school cannot survive without the city. So we want our students to have a wonderful memories of their hometown and to stay here with us if that's what they choose, if that's how they feel they would like their life path to go. But while they're here in school, we want to give them the very best that there is to offer, and we think that Marshall is just a great place to go to school.
Yeah, and I can't think of a better plan to move forward. I also want to ask you about your budget, Dr. Mayer. How does that look moving into the second half of the school year?
Well, fortunately, we have increases in the revenue as we look at it. Unfortunately, we have some increases in our expenditures, which is not at all unusual this time of year. Superintendents and boards adjust budgets mid-year to see where we stand and how it looks moving forward. We're going to have to do some thinking and some prioritizing and just do some real soul-searching to figure out how it is that we want to put our philosophy of kids first into practice. And so right now I've got a big job cut out for me, setting the budget for the rest of this year and then the one for next year. But I've got a lot of really great help, too.
Yeah, and that always makes a difference. Now, when you're doing that prioritizing, where do you think your building maintenance will fall on that list?
Our facilities, of course, have to be high on that list because our kids, our teachers, our staff have to be in a place where they are safe, plus a place that they feel connected and pride in that place. That all goes along with being proud and connected to your school. So it's very, very important for us. Safety, of course, is our number one concern.
Absolutely. And we talked earlier this week, your fireside chats have started up, and we'll be looking forward to those and the information that comes out of that. Anything else that you would like to add right now?
Right now, I'm just so appreciative and overwhelmed with the support that I've received from everyone. I'm having a wonderful time. I have met tremendous people. So I have just the most optimistic and bright outlook for the future for Marshall and Marshall Public Schools.